Harriet, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Your show, which opened this weekend at Clover Nook Center for the Blind, flies in the face of most received ideas about art exhibitions. Let's start with the title, which is Hands-on Sculpture. I thought art was not supposed to be touched.
That's the usual framework for having art, sculpture, 2D, 3D, that you're only supposed to look at it with your hands tied behind your backs. And for me, my sculpture is successful when I watch people reach their hands out to touch it. It's just terribly important for me.
So you're the natural person, a natural artist to make work for the enjoyment of the visually impaired.
Exactly.
So right. How did this exhibition come about?
I have a good friend by the name of C.J. Pierce who recommended me to that program. Every year, Clover Nook has a guest artist in the fall who is not part of that community, who has sight, who can present artwork, particularly sculpture, that their client and the persons they reach out to can enjoy, specifically items that can be touched. And CJ had a wonderful metal works display a year ago at Clover Nook, and she recommended me to Scott Wallace, who took a look at my photographs of my work and said, yes, please join us. I'm thrilled.
Tell us about the pieces in the show. What are they made of, and what are the surfaces like?
The surfaces are generally smooth. They're made of limestone, walnut, and a metal piece, and even some rope sculpture that I made with a fiber sculpture class last year.
So did you find yourself thinking in a different way in making sculptures for this show?
Oh, these were not specifically made for this show. The sculptures were made over the last 15 years. These are things I have in our home now or in some kind of storage. The other pieces I've made have been sold, so those are not included at all.
You personally set out to learn welding, for instance, at a time when many people are content with the skills they already have. What was it like to learn to weld?
Oh, it was great. It's just so much fun. I wish I were more skilled. I was introduced to welding in a University of Cincinnati DAP department. They have a beginning sculpture class that introduces people to different media, and welding was one of them. And then the next semester, I took a class in the engineering school that was specifically a how-to in more depth for welding.
Well, you also like to experiment with new materials like duct tape.
One of my sculptures is based on a wood frame with a metal steel long neck attached to it, covered with bubble wrap and duct tape. And that was part of a class at DAP as well. And the form that I made was a 12-foot tall giraffe. And her name is Ms. Giraffe. She's polka dotted with the colors of the African flags to celebrate the creation of African states in the 60s for those countries. And it lives now in the children's garden at the public library downtown in Cincinnati. And she's very strong and can accept adult weight with or without children. So it's just fine. If you want to go see her and sit on her and read, she can accommodate adults and children.
I think many people will be surprised to learn that Clover Nook, which is an establishment dedicated to serving blind and visually impaired, has its own art gallery. What can you tell us about how the gallery is used?
The gallery is called Willoughby Art Gallery, and it features all year round the work of artists who are students at Clover Nook, and they have classes that include ceramics, crafts, and painting. And those items are produced by the students there who are blind or visually impaired. They also have a new gift shop where you can purchase these items if you want. They're large and small, everything in between, and they're truly a delightful purchase if you want to give a gift.
Can you give us just a little sense of what else goes on at Clover Nook?
They have a broad array of services, including instructional services for mobility and orientation, communication skills, including computer work and Braille. They also have these recreation services, not just for adults, but a summer day program for the students between 8 and 18. And they also have vocational job placement, job coaching, and job support. So it's quite broad.
I think we should note that the Willoughby Art Gallery is open to the public, sighted or otherwise.
Correct.
And can be visited without charge, I believe?
Yes, it's free, open to the public.
With this project wrapped up and now open to the public, are you thinking of the next thing, or are you just going to let that happen?
The second seems to be what occurs most. I try to focus on what I am doing, and these serendipitous events occur much to my delight.
Well, congratulations on completing a very special project, and thanks so much for coming in to talk with us about it.
Thank you for this opportunity.
We've been talking with sculptor Harriet Kaufman, whose exhibition, Hands-On Art, opened this weekend at Clover Nook Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired, and will run through September 26th. For more information, cwvxu.org. For Round Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.